Edward Lyman has decades of experience in a rare specialty. He's the Hawaiian Islands Humpback Whale National Marine Sanctuary's Large Whale Entanglement Response Coordinator, with more than 100 disentanglements to his credit. He does it using techniques adapted from earlier practices of fishermen and whalers, techniques that in the past were designed to kill the 40-ton marine mammals rather than save them. He'll be giving a talk tomorrow evening at the Maui Ocean Center, and he's on the line with us now. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for talking with us.
No worries. My pleasure.
I congratulate you for having the longest job title I've run into in quite some time.
I know. Sorry about that one.
I get out of breath just getting to the end, but how did you get into this specialty?
Yeah, again, years ago, and I was just actually a boat captain and maybe the right place at the right time, back east, northeast, and a couple pioneers in the field of cutting these whales free asked me to lend a hand, and that's how it all started.
What does it take? I mean, you've got an animal that's in a lot of distress, and it's huge, and is probably resistant to some of your efforts. How do you go about it?
Exactly, Chris. Yeah, they don't always realize, and probably almost always don't realize that you're there to help them. So we have to get a little control on the animals. And the title to at the Maui Ocean Center talk is Catch and Release. And it kind of gives a little bit away. It's a little catchy, sorry for a pun there, as well. But we're actually trying to grab the animal via the entanglement, slow it down a little bit, give it a little control, have some control over what is a 40-ton animal by adding more gear to get all the rest of the gear off.
You're putting restraints, physical restraints around the animal?
Exactly. You made reference to the old whaling technique. It was called kegging, and they added wooden barrels. What we're doing is adding polyballs, buoys, to keep the whale towards the surface or at the surface, maybe slow it down a little bit, and then that line that we're holding on to, literally, maybe from a small boat, and we can pull up behind the whale and then use hook knives to cut it free. And those same buoys that slow the whale down now keep the gear afloat, and we pull it out of the water and figure out what it was.
I think kegging is referred to at some point in Moby Dick, where you attach these barrels to the whale so it has to be at the surface and available to you, right? That's how they completed the kill. Is that accurate?
Exactly. This is right out of Moby Dick, the old, you know, the historic whaling. Tall ships, wooden skiffs, very similar in that regard.
There were so many in the height of the whaling era. There were so many whales around, weren't there? I mean, it was a huge population. It was
exactly.
Once they got among a group of whales, they could bring in, what, like 15, 20 a day sometimes.
Yep, and of course things changed over time, the speed of the vessels, the harpoons versus harpoon guns, and having factory ships, being able to stay out there and work on the animals. So things definitely, the pressure changed over time and on the different species as well over time.
It's great that you've been able to adapt some of those techniques to saving them, but how prevalent is the problem of whales getting entangled in some kind of netting? And what kind of netting is it that gets them?
Gotcha, Chris. Well, you know, as far as how big of a threat this is, we don't know exactly. That's one of the goals here. One of the main goals is just to figure out just exactly what the overall impact is. But it is a big one. I mean, there's one number that's already over a decade old, but it was very scientifically based, and this is going to be for all whales, okay, porpoises, dolphins, and it's going to be worldwide. But 308,000 fall victim to entanglement threat each year worldwide, and that's going to be an underestimate because that's the problem here. Even a 45-foot whale is a very big needle in a very big haystack out there in the world's oceans, and they carry the gear away with them, so it's hard to pick up that information.
I just have to think that their suffering has got to be pretty intense.
It is. It's long-term. I mean, that's, again, with the large whales, the threat is typically not immediate. They rip the gear off the ocean floor, whatever it might be. And it's, by the way, it's not always fishing gear. You asked what the gear might be. It's anything and everything out there in the water column. They rip it off the ocean floor. They swim off with it. And it may be months to years before the animal falls victim to that threat, to the entanglement threat.
So it might have some netting already on its body, and which is not bothering it until it gets bigger, and then it starts to limit its movement, something like that?
That is one thing that we want to assess, because, you know, the flip side of this is some whales or many whales get entangled, and the entanglement is not life-threatening. mm-hmm. and that they will throw that gear baton. In fact, that title, again, of catch and release, also makes reference to that as well, as the fact that maybe the whales get caught and release themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And our job is to figure out, when that report comes in, is that entanglement a life-threatening entanglement? Is it a full wrap that the whale is not likely to throw off on its own?
A full wrap meaning its body is entirely encircled by netting?
Exactly. And that's one of the cues, one of the criteria we have is full wraps, how tight it might be, the age of the animal, youngsters, and you made reference to this, Chris, they can grow into the gear.
Mm-hmm.
So we prioritize a calf or a sub-adult, a juvenile, if you will,
mm-hmm.
Because of the fact that it'll grow into the gear. And you know, how tight it is, what type of gear it might be, how strong it is, all those are important aspects of our program. And so much of this is based on assessment, or sort of the whale doctors out there, the sanctuary and the partners we work with,
mm-hmm.
and trying to figure out what's going on, what are the threats.
I'm guessing that you could use a lot of help in this area, and it'd be good to have a lot more people doing this kind of work out there. Is that right?
Exactly, Chris. But at the same time, we have to have the right people for the right roles.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we get an immense amount of help. I have to really shout out to the whole community because they really are, especially the on-water community. They're the foundation of the effort. They work right with us. And everything from finding these animals, I made reference to the fact that they're a large needle in a large haystack.
Mm-hmm.
They report, and they're assessing and documenting, getting that initial information, and standing by. We had a response just late last week, a two-day effort. There was a boat just out there cruising and came across the entangled whale and stood by for us for several hours overall.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible to make sure we didn't lose that whale before the first response team arrived on site. So many roles to play, but we do ask that, you don't, people as well-intentioned as it is, don't try to free the whales on their own.
Oh, no, I would think that would be a reason to hesitate. But, what this describes, Ed, is a real change in when you consider that, a century and a half ago, we were killing every one of these we saw. This is a welcome change, isn't it?
It is. It's such a privilege. I mean, working with everyone here in Hawaii and it's such a team effort, and it's very, very rewarding, I must say.
Well, it's good to have that job, Ed. Stick with it, and thanks very much for talking with us.
Will do, Chris, and thank you.
My pleasure. Edward Lyman is the Hawaiian Islands Humpback Whale National Marine Sanctuary's Large Whale Entanglement Response Coordinator. He's giving a talk about his work tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. at the Maui Ocean Center in Wailuku. It's free and open to the public, and you can learn more about it on our Facebook page.